as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
One of the things that makes prayer effective is what we call kingdom advancement prayers. Everybody say kingdom advancement prayers. Kingdom advancement prayers. I have taught you things that makes your prayer effective, isn't it? Yes. One of the things which is the next point that makes your prayer effective is kingdom advancement prayers. What do we mean by that? We mean intercession. Intercession. Intercessory prayers are prayers that Jesus says must precede our prayer daily for our prayers to be effective. Amen. Are you guys what I'm saying? Odiman paibo obiaka so diman paibo. In paibo a eye odima in paibo a enye paibo a obama wo ho. Prayers that are said for others, they are one of the ways that we provoke or we make our prayers become effective in the kingdom. Jesus taught us in Matthew 6 verse 9, said, when you pray, say this, our heavenly Father, or say, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. That is what we call kingdom advancement what? Prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Amen. That's what we call kingdom advancement prayers. Prayers that we make for others. Prayers that we pray for others. They are prayers that makes our own prayer effect. Before Jesus said, pray and ask the Lord to give you daily bread, he first and foremost said, pray thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Answer na obe bompa, Jesus say, answer na obe kase, maye yenda e dianeneno. Na we din kai abose mawahini mra, mawo pe enye ho e wasasi so. That means that in Paiboa ye boma ahinye, and in Paiboa ye boma sorry, and in Paiboa ye boma sorry for, and in Paiboa ye boma asofo, and in Paiboa ye boma afofrono. Sa in Paiboa no, e wo se de biya dano, e di wun Paiboa nim kain. Se de be ya wu wun Paiboa no, ni ya wu ba be sre nyan kupono, e be ye ho edi amauka. Amen. So anytime you get an opportunity to pray for God's kingdom, to seek first the kingdom of God, like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, anytime you get a chance to seek first the kingdom of God, you must do it with all your heart. Do you understand it? Because Jesus has showed us the formula. But when we say, oh, yemon paye ma, sorry, yemon paye ma, a Christo for yemon paye ema, a sorry, a juma, that's a one tine wo a moa. You are trying to tell nyankopon se, or no, need yenu ehu nimfa swa. God's work is not important as compared to your work. Maybe you are not saying with your mouth, but that's how you are saying it. Because when we start saying that, oh, let us pray for yourself, for your marital destiny right now, you'll see how you'll be sweating. Let us pray for a job, employment to come your way right now. You'll see how you'll be rolling on the floor. But the moment you hear that, oh, let us pray that God's church will be built, that more souls will be won, then you take a seat. You can say, bon, pay ma ohwa. Now, why you would think? But that will be bad. Sorry, I'll be to say, oh, bon, pay ma sofo. Bon, pay ma obifo for our bon, pay ma asafuno. Now, what you could now, dear homie? Oh, pay ma omo. As I say, I need a cool chop, cool prayer. You don't apply the same energy. There is a God in heaven who rewards. Yawon yan kupon bi wo sroa onunu chiaka. And it is a wushani dia na uye ni ya. Jesus says, all these things shall be added unto you. Tonight, if you lift up your voice to pray for the kingdom of God, every prayer request you have lifted on this altar, may they all be done for you. May they be released unto you. May they be released unto you. Can I hear your loudest amen here? I said, can I hear your loudest amen here? They say, and then you may say, oh, picture will name now, bomb fire, Emma, Namia, Safon, Namia, Hinia, who so impribo be a wawa, come, Munia, here, dear, be a wawa, Brabro, on onion couple, on your mouth. Unfair, I will prepare in your mouth. Clap your hands and say, I receive my portion. Say, I receive my portion. Amen. And that is one of the mysteries to provoke restoration. In Job chapter 42, verse 10, Bible says that, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. When he engaged intercession, Nyankopon ema Job ni awashiri ni na nsasa kan ye double double. Abra o sha se se obom paye ama afoforo. And into obi biara oye odiman pai bono. Ade awashiri bia wo nyame animu no. Nyame timi ma no double double. Ene nyumre nyame o ma o double double. Well, amen is looking for recharge. May God give you double double whatever you have lost. May God give you double double whatever you are searching for. May God give you double double whatever you are dreaming about. Clap your two hands and say, I receive my double. And he got it not when he prayed for himself. He got it when he prayed for his friends. When he prayed for his friends. Tonight, you are going to pray for your friends. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Before you pray for yourself tonight, you will start by praying for your friends. Before you pray for yourself tonight, you will start by praying for the kingdom of God. Before you pray for, and then you may answer now, over bompire ama ohono. Mama wa kwenye ama wa bompire ama asafuno. Wa bompire ama unafufo. Wa bompire ama afufo. When you're able to do that, you are able to provoke the God of restoration to restore everything you have lost. Certain lost opportunities are returning in double force. Certain lost health are returning in double force. Certain lost opportunities are coming back in double force. If your amen is loud, you'll be the one.
Hallelujah. And so tonight we are going to pray. Don't be selfish. Tell somebody, don't be selfish. And tell somebody, don't relax. And if I see that you are relaxing, it's a sign that you don't love God. It's a sign that you don't love God. Yesterday you were here, you were praying, Radhe. Monday you were here crying. Last week cried. Only today you will use some of the time to pray for the kingdom. Like Jesus said, pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, thy kingdom come. You are also coming to pray for God to do something in the lives of your friends, do something in the life of the church. Then afterwards, you will now pray for yourself tonight. Are you getting what I'm saying? So tell somebody, as for praying for yourself, you will pray. So be born pay ama hone dia obebo nanso eneno ye de odiman pay bo ene shase ye bo unsem kese shera de no ni. Only for today, rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.